It's been a week since I sent my notice of retirement to my employer. It's been quite a rollercoaster of Tracy and I. I mean, from nasty surprises in my pension valuation letters to what comes next, really, for retirement. I mean, also excitement at beginning such an important chapter of our lives, really. So I'll start off with the nasty surprise of my pension valuation letter. So I received a letter from Aviva regarding a defined benefit pension I had. I was 12 years of PwC, and I checked this pension online, must be 100 times. So I was pretty sure I knew what was about to arrive in the valuation letter. So I started reading, and the amounts I would get when I retired was pretty much exactly what it said in the online version. And the options to take tax-free lump sums were pretty much the same as well. I was about to give a sigh of relief, and then I spotted a little short paragraph tucked away under a table at the bottom of the page that said basically, when you reach stage 65, your pension will be reduced in line with the basic state pension reduction. Write to us if you need to know more. No more, of course we need to know more. My pension calculations all assume that when I start getting my defined benefit pension, I'll get it basically until I die. I mean, isn't that generally the idea of a defined benefit pension? And I might expect it to go up in line with CPI or RPI, but I wasn't expecting it to reduce by this undisclosed amount when I reach 65. And I certainly wasn't expecting to have to guess by how much. So, of course, I wrote to them to get some more detail. And after getting the second, third, and fourth opinion from basically everyone I know who knows about pensions, the response from Aviva arrived was just gobbledygook, and I still didn't know how much my pension will reduce by when I reach 65. The closest guess everyone came up with when trying to decipher the legalese they sent me was that the pension would reduce by 16% of whatever the basic state pension is at that time I reach 65. I mean, I don't actually get my state pension until I'm 67, so that's quite a blow, really. I mean, having looked this up on forums, the advice is to go back to them and ask them to apply the reduction now when I'm 55, rather than, what you know, get a surprise when I'm 65. And then at least I'll know what I'm getting, and I'll have some certainty on my numbers. So I have written again, and now I'm just kind of waiting for their response. I think I'll try and find a bunch of Philadelphia lawyers to help me interpret their response when it does eventually arrive. Trace and I thought we'd been through everything, and we never spotted this BSP reduction notice anywhere when looking at our pension statements online. And it just goes to show you can never be 100% certain with these things. I'll let you know what their response is as and when it arrives. And I expect this is going to impact a lot of people getting defined benefit pensions. Okay, so other things. I had a couple of days off this week, Monday and Tuesday. I purposely didn't plan that much, really. As I know when I retire, it'll be hard to plan something for 7 days a week for the rest of my life. So I thought I'd try a couple of unplanned days. I mean, Monday was great, chilled, watched a bit of TV, sat around. By Tuesday, I was really bored. And that doesn't bode well, does it? When I'm planning to do for the rest of my life, I keep having to pinch myself, though, that my time is about to become my own and I won't be tied to this kind of tight work schedule or wake up every weekday morning running through my mind and what kind of work activities I've got on for the day. I think I'll just have a second cup of coffee and a leisurely read of the news, and that sounds good to me. There's an important saying you'll hear a lot in retirement planning, and that is that it's important to retire to something and not away from something. And I've never really disliked work, so I don't feel that I'm retiring away from something, and that's good. As far as retiring to something goes, I certainly have lots and lots of hobbies, but they do tend to be indoor hobbies, you know, sitting down type hobbies. And that's not going to play well into my aim of getting fitter in my retirement. Things will be different when Tracy retires. As we have a lot of joint activities we enjoy, you know, walking outdoors, that kind of thing. So I do need some discipline in making sure I don't spend all day sitting in front of the keyboard, whether that be a piano keyboard or a computer keyboard, really. So a mixed week for me, and I'll let you know how I get on as I get closer to finding out what my final pensions are actually going to be. As I trawl through the mountains of paperwork coming through my letterbox. So I'll see you on the next one. Cheers, guys.